USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the top of the news on this Sunday, talk of summits, several of them. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the White House is in the early stages of organizing a summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The report says it would aim at resolving differences concerning nuclear weapons, Syria, and Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Trump is at Camp David this weekend, and the White House says it's so he can prepare for his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. After the president tells reporters on Friday,
"You people are going to have to travel because you'll be in Singapore on June 12th.
And now there's a report Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is planning a trip to Pyongyang to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Depending on when it happens, it could be the first time Kim publicly meets with a foreign head of state in Pyongyang since taking power in 2011. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The latest on concerns about trade disputes involving the U.S., there's concern that they could have negative repercussions for the airline industry as well as the global economy. That was the message from top airline execs who were holding an annual industry meeting in Sydney, Australia today. The director of the International Air Transport Association saying that a drop in trade would likely lead to a drop in passengers. Officials saying it would mean fewer business trips, which are a key profit segment for airlines. Panic at a Seaford, Maine Little League field as a woman drives her car through a gate and onto the field itself during the middle of a game, killing a 68-year-old man who jumped in front of kids to save them.
Oh, my God. Get off the field!
The victim, Douglas Parkhurst, police say it looked intentional, but they don't know the woman's motive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A big drought in the western U.S. continues to feed wildfires in Colorado and in New Mexico. Over 400 firefighters are battling a massive wildfire in northern New Mexico that remains 0% contained at last check. Colfax County fire officials say about 30,000 acres have been burned. A wildfire in southern Colorado forcing the evacuation of over 800 homes. That fire is burning about 10 miles north of Durango, and it scorched nearly 2,000 acres. La Plata County officials also issuing pre-evacuation notices for another 760 homes. China's military buildup in the China Sea has the attention of the Trump administration for sure, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, "Make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay." For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And for USA Radio News.